Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. We welcome you to It's All in the Word Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. Continue to thank God for each and every one of you that are listening to the broadcast. May God bless you and may God keep you. And I just pray for your family that they'll be blessed and they'll be saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled. That's what it's all about. Right now, my church home is Living Water Restoration Church. We're located 508 Griffith Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our service begins every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Bishop Charles Shealy Jr. presiding, Evangelist Anne Marie Shealy, pastor. If you're in that area, please stop in. And I know you will enjoy it, and I know without a doubt that you will come back. We have an awesome praise team. You have to find out for yourself. God is so good. His mercy endures forever. Thank God for Jesus and what he done on the cross. Let us have a word of prayer. Our Father God Almighty, everlasting and everlasting, maker of every good and perfect gift, creator of all mankind, we come to you just thanking you for all your many blessings, all your benefits, thanking you how you became sin for us that we may be made in righteousness of God. Realizing that you didn't have to die, but we're so glad you did, Lord God. Lord God, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pasture. He leading me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He lead me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We realize, Lord, that you're able to do all things. You're a God that cannot fail, Lord God. Lord God, I trust your plan you have for your people, Lord God. Let us walk in your perfect will and not in your permissive will. Until you, oh Lord, I lift up my soul. Oh God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Show me your ways, oh Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are God of my salvation. On you do I wait all the day. Remember me, Lord. Remember your tender mercy. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for being God all by yourself, Lord God. Is there anything too hard for God, Lord God? I'm going to trust in you with all my heart. I'm going to lean not into my own understanding. In all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge you and know that you will direct my path, Lord. Lord God, I need direction. You know what I got in my heart and my mind to do, Lord God. Show me, Lord God. Teach me, Lord God. Lord God, I trust in you, Lord God. I believe your word, Lord God. I trust your word, Lord God. I want to live your word, Lord God. I want to be more like you and less like me, Lord God. Crucify this flesh and mortify the member, so sin will not reign in this mortal body, Lord God. I belong to you, Lord God. Have mercy and keep us in your divine care, Lord God. Lord God, we know that you all over the place, Lord God. We know that you is everywhere, Lord God. I'm asking you to remember those in the nursing home, Lord God. Remember those in the hospital, Lord God. Remember those that are incarcerated, Lord God. Remember those that are listening to this broadcast, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Let them know that it was nobody but you that woke them up this morning. It was nobody but you that started us on our way. It was nobody but you that allowed us to see a brand new day that we had never seen, what we would never see again. It was you that clothed us in our right mind, giving us activity to all our limbs, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. We praise you. We worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. You're God all by yourself. You don't need no help from nobody, Lord God. I cast all my cares upon you because you cares for me, Lord God. And I know you're going to take care of me. You is my provider, Lord God. You is my way when I don't see no way, Lord God. You my hope when it seems like all hope is gone, Lord God. I'm going to look to the hills from whence cometh my help. I realize that all my help come from you, Lord God, who made the heaven and the earth, Lord God. You can never fail, Lord God. You is true to your word, Lord God. What you say you're going to do, that's what you do, Lord God. And I'm going to continue to lean on you and depend on you, Lord God, because I know that you're able. You're able. And you are true to your word, Lord God. Lord God, I'm standing on your word. You said heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, Lord God. I know what you can do, Lord God. Like my sofa used to say, I know what God can do. I know that you able. You keep me in perfect peace when I keep my mind stayed on thee. You keeps me in perfect peace. And I thank you. Lord God, I pray for our president of the United States of America. I pray for Donald Trump, Lord God. He up so high, he have exalted himself, Lord God. I'm asking you to bring him down. Bring him down to earth, Lord God. Lead him and guide him, Lord God. Get in his heart and get in his mind. Soften up his heart, Lord God. Only you can do it, Lord God. Man can't do it, but you can, Lord God. You can do anything but fail. I pray for him that he'll be the leader that you will have him to be, Lord God. He will be merciful, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy. Just keep us in your divine care. We shall be kept. Hello. We shall be kept, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you. I praise you. I magnify your name. Now, Lord God, as I sit here and get into your word, let the words in my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen. God is awesome. My God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. My God is an awesome God. What we're going to be talking about is seeking God. Seeking God. To seek is to look for. A desire to obtain or achieve. Seek God and you will find him. Open up your heart and let him come in. Invite him in like you invite your friends. Invite God in and he will come in. He will make a change in you. We got to be holy. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. We got to be Holy Ghost filled, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. We want to see God. Only the poor in heart shall see God. We should seek him like never before, but we will find him. The world is in a turmoil, and the church need to go down in prayer. The churches, all these churches, he said, if prayer of the righteous availeth much, if we pray and seek him and seek his face, there will be a change in this world. Because we have power. He said, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We are the saints. And we got to pray. Instead of complaining, we need to pray. We need to seek God. Get in his word. Stay in his word. Believe his word. Trust his word. Live his word. That's what we got to do. Isaiah 55, 6 and 7 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Then the 7th verse says, let the wicked forsake his way. It's not our way. When we accept Christ as our personal Savior, it's not our way. It's his way. We got to forsake all our old ways and all our old habits and seek God like never before. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, come back unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon you. His grace and his mercy is everlasting. He will have mercy upon you and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. There's nothing too hard for God. You have not done anything bad enough that you can't go to God and ask God, repent, and ask God to forgive you. So, Lord, I believe in Jesus Christ. I know that he was raised, he died and was raised from the dead. See, I know that. Forgive me of my sins, Lord God. Forgive me. He will have mercy on you and he will abundantly pardon. There's only one sin that he won't forgive, and that's blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. All we got to do, Romans 10 and 9 tell us, and I just told you, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and say, believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He didn't say maybe. He said you shall be. What we got to do, Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, what is right. Turn from your wicked way and seek what is right. And all these things shall be added unto you. The Lord, the word, you got to get in the word. You got to study his word. And ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his word. And he will give you wisdom. He said in the word, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of him. And he will give it unto you. I'm afraid of it. He will give it to you. God tell us everything in his word. If we want to be saved, he will save you. 1 Chronicles 16:10-11 say, glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. You got to always pray and thank now. Seek him now like never before. 1 Chronicles 28:9 said, notice the God of your fathers and serve him with a whole heart and a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. Regardless of who we are, we can fool man some of the time, but we can't fool God no time. So you can go pretending. If you want to waste your time, go to church every Sunday. Go to Bible study and still don't live right. Read your Bible and you know better. You still don't live right. It ain't nobody's fault but your own. When you go to church and the preacher preach the gospel to you and you don't yield to it, it's your own fault. You can't blame nobody but yourself. If you seek him, he will let you find him. That's what he wants you to do, to seek him. But if you forsake him, you turn your back on him, he will reject you forever. And I love this. Second Chronicles. I wish the whole world can hear this. Second Chronicles 7:14 tells us, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal the land. The land needs a healing. The land is in an uproar. Everything is going on. Killing, stealing, everything. All kind of sin. The prince of this air, of this world, is Satan. Of this world. We all going to stand before a just God one day. And we're going to have to give an account of every deed that is done in our body. We got to stand and answer to God. He said, only the poor in heart shall see God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to me but by through the Father. He is the door. He is the key to our salvation. He's our hope. He is our hope. He is the only thing when we are going through a storm that we can seek him and depend upon him to bring us through. And he will bring you through. Remember, there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. His goodness. David said, his surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. Seek God. Seek his way. And we know Jesus is the way. Try to be more like Jesus. The word says, be not conformed to this world. Don't be like this world, change to this world, but be ye transformed, change by the renewing of your mind. It all begins in the mind. That's what how Satan gets us. It's through our mind. He gets in our mind. When your sister and your brother, your children are not doing right, doing everything against the word of God, what you do, you pray for. Pray that that spirit that was in them, that God will bind that spirit and remove that spirit and replace it with his spirit. You got to know how to pray for your family. We complain, we mumble, we grumble, instead of us getting on our knees, looking into the hills, for whence cometh our help? Because all our help comes from the Lord. Human, that's what we got to do. My allergy, I'm in Maryland, trying to act up. Ephesians 4:22 says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, according to the deceits of lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Like I told you, seek after the new man. Seek, try to be more like him, more like Jesus. Seek his way. Ask for the characteristic of God, and he will give it to you. And live like you. Paul said there is nothing good dwelling good in the flesh. The flesh lusts after different things. You get in the flesh, and you will mess up. We have two spirits, one against another. Which one are you going to yield to? You know, God knew we was going to need some to keep us. So in St. John, the 16th chapter, he said, it is expedient, told his disciples, that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send him back to you. Then he also told his disciples, when he arose, he got word to them to go unto Jerusalem, to stay there until they be endowed with power from on high. The Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind when they got with one accord, the same mind. And they waited, and the Comforter, Holy Spirit, did come. See, the Holy Spirit will lead you, guide you, teach you, and it'll keep you. We need the Holy Spirit. And we seek him, open up our heart. He will come in and dwell within us. One thing about God, I want you to hear me and hear me good. God comes by invitation. If you want him, seek him, and he will come in and make his abode within you. We need the Holy Spirit. We need, he died that we might have a right to the tree of life. He died that we might have salvation. So we will be saved. He paid the price for all our sins. He's already paid the price for them. He did that when he died on the cross. He took on the sins of the whole world, was up on him. When he was hanging there on an old rugged cross, got so dark. He said, Father, why have thou forsaken me? God didn't forsake him. He just couldn't look on sin. So it was so dark. They took him down. He bled, suffered, and died just for you and I. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I'm striving for that everlasting life because I know for surety that one day he's coming back for me. And I want to be ready when he comes. I want to be waiting ready when he come back for me. God called my invitation. You have to invite him in. Deuteronomy 4:29. I know sometimes I get carried away, but I can't help it. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's no other name where a man can be saved except by the name of Jesus. Lord have mercy. There's power in his name, Lord God. There's healing in his name, Lord God. Mercy, salvation in his name. He saved me one day, Lord God. I wasn't fit to live and wasn't ready to die. He saved me, Lord God. I was a sinner, Lord God, sinning, doing everything I wanted to do. But one day, he saved me, Lord God. And I don't want to ever go back, Lord God. I have come too far to turn around. I'm too close to my journey. God is good. Deuteronomy 4:29 tells us. But it's from this thou shalt seek the Lord, and the God thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, depart from evil and to do good. Seek peace and pursue it when I can't get to sleep at night. I focus my mind on the scripture. For you know it, I'm asleep. I recite Isaiah 26 chapter tell us that if we keep our mind staying on thee, he will keep us in perfect peace. I pray myself to sleep. I pray myself to sleep. I know what he can do. Seek peace and pursue it. Luke 19:10 tell us, for the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost. Colossians 3:1 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, for Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. seated on the right hand of God. Isn't that something? He came to seek and save that which is lost. You know, one thing on this Christian journey, we got to have faith. We got to have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seek him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. Ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit. It will keep you from falling. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, Christ is able to keep you from falling, present you spotless before the throne of God. Faultless, present you faultless before the throne of God. Only Jesus is able to do that. Jesus, he's sitting there on the right hand of the Father. When he rolled with all power in his hand, he was down here, I believe, for about 40 days. He boarded a cloud and went on back home to glory. Sitting there pleading for us, pleading. Lord, he sees sin. He knows we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Shall we continue in sin, Paul said, Lord forbid. No, we shall not continue in sin. But he paid. If we do, we have an advocate. He's the propitiation for our sin, for the sins of the whole world. Isn't that good to know that you have somebody that can forgive you? All you got to do is just seek him and his righteousness. Seek after his righteousness. Say, if we confess our sin, that is 1 John in the first chapter, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. And he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Only Jesus has the power to forgive. Go to him. Say, Father, Lord God, I've sinned. You remember the story about David, how he had sinned, how he had lust at Bathsheba, desired her, and had Uriah put to death. This man, he thought, see, you can't hide from God. No, God sees, he's there all the time. David said, if I make my bed in hell, he's there. If I take wings and fly to the uttermost part of the earth, he is there. He is there. Oh, he is there in the good times and the bad times. When we have problems, I guarantee you that we see God. When we are going through a storm, when we going through our trial, we seek God like never before. Continue to seek him. When things good is happening, continue to seek him. Tell him to continue to bless you, continue to keep you, continue to provide for you, continue to save my family, Lord. And he will. He said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. If you seek him, you will find him. May God bless you and may God keep you. I hope you have gotten something out of this message. Seek him like never before. There's nothing too hard for God. What is too hard for us is just right for God. He's able to do abundantly, exceedingly abundantly more than we can think of as, according to the power that works in us. May God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. I'm going to be back here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. If you remember, he will run with you. And just remember, it's all in the Word. God bless.